Anybody can suck it. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's Juice in that hotel room.
I'll let nobody out of this Think you can steal my to sell it? Don't let nobody out of here. You motherfucker. I'm just still doing it. Fuck. I'm just looking at this. Get over there.
That guy's retarded.
All right, so that was what you heard.
Yes, some of that's OJ. You can't really tell who's yelling at who, but you hear a little bit of him in there.
Then here's OJ explaining this.
I don't know. Vincent and I have no problem.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, we have no problem.
No problem?
No.
He's not going to press charges or anything?
You got to talk to him, man. You got to talk to him. You can't press charges. I didn't do nothing, so nothing to do with me.
You are never to blame.
And then there's one more really good one. They're asking OJ what's going on. And as he's walking away, he's whistling like you don't have a care in the world.
Uh-huh. Either coming or is coming out of that wedding.
Yeah.
You are never to blame.
Can you tell us what happened? OJ, will you tell us what happened?
I only had a brain.
You got married. Congratulations.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
It's funny, right?
Sure. Sure, boy.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
No, I'm sorry.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
Yeah! Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Sam.
Hey. I haven't mentioned this guy yet, Mike.
Peter Norris.
Talk to him.
Oh, we haven't.
Oh, my God.
Right. My God.
Woo! So I think he... like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Maybe we should cheer him up.
Why men's rules?
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
Does he like butter?
Here we go. Let's start the vacation stuff. Now, I want you to know that in no way am I plagiarizing Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Because part of what happened to me happened before it was a brief part of the Larry David Show, although mine is much more drawn out than his. It involves alarms going off in a house.
Oh, okay. If you were plagiarizing though, see Larry, just to let everybody know how
pretty
things
good.
Go.
Pretty good.
How things go with you. You know, if you were plagiarizing, you'd be writing your own piece here. This is simply discussing what really happened.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like you'd be writing a show or anything.
But I'm
like
not
that.
Stealing it. Right. Anyway, here's right. The deal. Let me see. We got to the beach. Our first day of vacation was on Saturday.
Right. Saturday, yeah. August 3rd.
When we got in the house at the beach, we could barely hear from somewhere a very faint, and it would be one of those things every once in a while, you go like, did you hear something? And then we turned everything off, and we wouldn't hear it. So it got to be bedtime, and we had totally forgotten about the fact that every once in a while somewhere in our beach house, we were hearing this sound like maybe just a beep, beep. Beep, beep. Definitely not smoke alarm-ish.
Rosebud. No, it wasn't that. It was a sound, like a beeping sound?
Well, it was like...
me.
No, at first it sounded almost like an alarm clock.
All right.
Like beep, beep.
At high pitch.
So now we're...
Child?
What?
Was it a child?
Wasn't a child. Wasn't a child, Rob.
Was it a cat?
Wasn't a cat? Wasn't a horse?
It
wasn't a truck made of chocolate or a banjo
made
of
ham.
It's like a banjo of hack.
Actually, it's a banjo of chocolate and a truck made of ham.
That's right. No, so we're in bed Saturday night, 11:15.
Nice.
Right. Hey, that's already happened.
All right.
She's already been satisfied.
That alarm has gone off.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Check out my fingernails, okay?
Fingers of vacation pleasures.
Anyway, there we are. Like in the movie Body Heat.
Right.
Laying afterwards.
Yes. Just melting ice cubes on each other.
Who am I kidding?
Let me savor that.
I'm wearing my underpants and some ripped Packer shirt. Our dogs are in the same room with as us. We're all cramped in one room together.
Are you able to in any way duplicate the sound orally?
Hey!
Yes, in just a moment. It was at 11:15.
Right.
We heard very loudly. And it was like that was the one that made us.
And then
us,
it goes away after that for a while.
It made us get up and get out of bed. It was like, okay, did you hear that? Like, I definitely heard that. So now we're up, and we're walking all over the house, like, going, come on. And all of a sudden, the louder it's.
You're looking at, like, smoke detectors and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's, I would think. It's louder. It's getting louder. And now I'm watching my watch, and I say, well, if this thing is on any kind of track, it's going off every 6 minutes. And sure enough, now it's getting louder in the house, and we can't figure out because we're running around like chickens with our head cut off.
Right.
We were dead asleep. We don't know what it is. I said to Janet, I said, it sounded like it was coming from the carbon monoxide thing that's right outside our bedroom.
The sensor.
Yeah. Right. I said, that's where it seems to be coming from. And she reached up and started pushing buttons on it.
Everybody should have a working one in their house. Everyone should have a working one for a radio show.
Well, the button.
A sensor.
The button that she pressed, as it turns out, was the button that sounds an alarm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the alarm, I am not S-ing you. I'm sure you've heard of houses where they have the alarm that goes outside.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So outside my house, at 11:30 on Saturday night, you hear,
nice. So loud. She was just hitting a button to check things out?
And as it turns out, at that point, while it is loud as balls outside,
yeah,
and inside every 6 minutes, we're getting beep-beep, and outside it's the phone rings. And it's, hello? Yes, fire department. We're on our way over. Carbon monoxide alarm went off. I'm like, gee, Christ, I don't think so. Well, the alarm went off. Next phone call. Hello, police. We're on our way over.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, outside, on a Saturday night, on Labor Day weekend.
Now, when they called, you couldn't just wave them off at that point? You could, or did you want them to come over and check it out, like the fire department in particular?
I said, I felt like an idiot. I said to the fire department, I think my girlfriend just pressed the button. We're trying to figure out how to shut the thing down.
Right.
The guy says, well, they're already en route.
Feeling lightheaded.
Said the same thing to the cops. Now, I was incredibly upside down, like I was awakened from my sleep. I realized when I went to the lower level to try to punch in a code into the keypad, which didn't do dick, I had to turn on some lights, and I noticed that across the street from us, there's a crowd of maybe 25 neighbors.
Sure.
That were,
because it's that loud.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, right. And they're all.
And when you said you fell upside down, you were just kind of sleepy and logy.
It was like, whoa, what the hell's going on? Meanwhile, it was seriously.
I feel that same way whenever I step into any one of my automobiles.
The loud inside, outside noise.
Right.
Was driving me nuts. And at this point, the dogs start howling. And I can't tell you what happened over the next 5 minutes. I pushed codes in to the goddamn thing with the security. Uh-huh. I went to, there are 10 smoke alarms in the house. I ripped all 10 of them out of the wall.
Good for you.
You know that stuff in the back where you pull all the wires out?
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to pull those things out.
No.
But I was so frustrated going from room to room to room.
Right.
Thinking, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Find it.
Going around with a ladder. We were going from room to room. Finally, we had 10 smoke detectors.
That are disabled.
All of them in a pile. Right. Meanwhile.
So have you broken them while you've done this?
Oh, yes.
You've ripped them out of the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say ripped, I mean you've broken the electric cords.
The wires. Meanwhile, outside, it's still going.
And you don't have the code.
And I'm going, what the F? And while we've got all of the smoke detectors taken down from inside, uh-huh, we hear again. At this point, I said to Jan, and it turns out it was not right. I said, this is a cursed vacation. And I'm not kidding about this. Around the time that the fire department showed up and they finally figured out they had some code to put in just to shut the entire thing down.
Right.
Now, why that couldn't be done, I don't know. But they finally shut the thing down at midnight. So it's not making the noise outside.
And but it's still, you still got the beating?
Yeah, in the house, yeah. But
the six-minute alarm?
I was concerned about the people outside. And talk about embarrassed. So they finally get the thing to stop, and then you hear from outside.
Wow.
like all the people sitting out on
what
their
time? What time was this?
Midnight.
Oh God! Thank God it wasn't later.
You know? Saturday, but it was late enough. It was late enough.
There were people that were probably trying to snooze.
I was embarrassed, and the cops were nice, and the fire department was nice, and they said, "Okay, can you handle this with the alarm company?" Now you know me; I'm a typical guy. I will say, "Yes, I can handle everything."
Sure.
I'm just embarrassed. I said, "Just," they say, "Well, still making the chirp chirp," and I said, "Whatever, we'll figure it out."
Yeah.
Thanks. Goodbye. As soon as they leave, as I go upstairs. In my beach house, yeah, you've been there, Mike. I have four levels. There are diarrhea, runny diarrhea from the dogs all the way from the top down the stairs.
Because they freaked out with the sound.
Right, to the kitchen level, downstairs to the bedroom level, downstairs to where you get out of the house, on the carpeting. And I mean, I'm talking everywhere.
Oh, God.
I am talking, seriously, just a parade of dog ass.
You don't have an alarm for that, though. You don't have the diarrhea alarm, which you should have.
And I got the gag reflex going, you know, as I'm making my way upstairs.
It's carpeting? It's on carpeting?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So as I'm making my way, understand now, and you guys have been to my beach house. When I say, I mean, it's a big, tall thing, like one of those beach houses up on stilts, so you've got one level, which is to get, it's like
entry level.
16 steps to get to the first level.
Right.
Then it's 16 steps to the second, 16 to the third, 16 to the fourth. It's a big, tall thing.
It's like rehab.
The dogs, yeah, lots of steps.
Lots of steps.
Anyway, the dogs had just ass all over it. Janet was going out of her freaking mind.
And you're realizing at this point that you have to you're going to have to repair all your smoke detectors because you tore them out.
Well, that is the least of my worries at that point, every 6 minutes, we're still hearing, beep-doop.
And you haven't been able to zero in as to where that sound's coming from.
No, it's wired in the house somewhere.
Right.
Through the alarm in the house. Mm. Now, we call the alarm company. This is a very good commercial for them.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You like that? You like it when you call the alarm company
right. And
they say, "Hi, your call's important to us. Hold, please."
Yeah, an alarm company.
So we were on hold, I guess, until about 2:30 in the morning, our first night, until finally the guy, I'm not kidding, we were on the phone 45 minutes on hold until the guy finally said, "I'm just an answering service.
How can I help you, Mrs. Geronimo?"
For the alarm company.
If you happen to come over in the morning.
And it's Labor Day weekend, and it's now the Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Right. Perfect.
So, like, there's nobody coming out to the house. We said, send anybody you can. They said, we'll send the first fast we can get somebody out is Monday.
Jesus.
So, okay, I guess we can deal with it.
That's when I would plan to sit on my porch with a shotgun for the rest of the weekend.
So it was one entire day of, and it's one of those things that you'd be sitting down, reading a book, watching TV, sitting outside, having a chat, reading the paper, and all you forget about it. And all of a sudden it would be, beep-doop. Or, this was the killer, you'd be laying down, getting ready to go to sleep, and you think, you'd hear, because we had all of the doors shut,
but
still it was so loud, you couldn't escape it.
It sounds to me, something, even if it's not like in one of the sensors, something's battery operated and something needs to have the battery changed.
Right. And I don't know about it, and I don't know how to fix this alarm thing, and it's not as easy as going to the breaker box and simply turning it off because it's got its own separate breaker box. And like the cops and the fire people said, you know, don't screw with this because who knows what could happen. Get them out here. So for the first day and a half, it was beep-doop, beep-doop.
Did you put the sign out after while this was all going on? Did you take the time to write the sign and put it out in front of your house? Looters will be shot. Looters will be shot.
My great neighbors. Saturday or Sunday morning, so we got up and we went out. We were walking the dogs, and everybody's like, "Wow, quite the goings on last night at your place."
Yeah. It's not exactly an area where there aren't a lot of people around. You're kind of packed in together down
touristy
there.
Touristy area. Everybody lives right on top of each other. So we're going through all of this, and meanwhile, we notice now just because we're acutely aware of it, even as we're outside the house, if you stop and listen for it. You can still hear it every 6 minutes.
Sure, and was it a thing where you would give it a reaction every time you'd be able to hear it?
Yeah.
You kind of just like exhale and shake your head?
And like I'm telling you, it's almost like if you have a Charlie horse or you hit your funny bone and you forget about it, and then it's like So blah, 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 blah. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, that thing. What is that thing?
So the guy finally shows up on Labor Day Monday, the guy from the alarm company. And he says, all right, well, here's the problem. There was a problem with the smoke detector.
Did he look like John Goodman from Arachnophobia?
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Sure he did. He said, the main problem is the fact that you pushed the alarm that called everybody that said you had a real emergency.
Right.
That kind of fried the system.
Oh.
I said, okay. Meanwhile, we're still hearing, beep, and the guys on the phone with the people from the alarm company, not that he doesn't believe us. But he stays there for half an hour waiting to make sure he hears it every 6 minutes.
Was he finally able to identify the sound?
He said what we're going to do is we're going to shut everything down.
Okay.
And I said, show me how to do that.
You kill the power to the system.
I've been wanting to do that since, for 3 days now.
Right.
So he turns the thing off and he comes back and he goes, it had nothing to do with your smoke detectors. It was all about the carbon monoxide. It just needed a new battery.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
The carbon monoxide alarm that's built into the house. So I said.
Oh, so you have a built-in.
Yeah. So I said, super. He said, we're going to have to replace it. I said, great. And he said, and as long as we're at it, what about the fire, the smoke alarms?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, there's 10 of them. And he said, yeah, well, I could help you put those back. And I was like, great. And as soon as it got to the first one, he looks at me and he's like.
He sees the shredded wire.
Says, he says, dude. I can't replace this thing.
Yeah.
You like pulled it out of the wall. I said, right? It's got the wires that screw it. It would not stop.
Was there broken plastic involved in some of these excavations that you did for the smoke detectors?
So they sent me out to Ace Hardware to buy 10 smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm. You know, 5 would be probably manageable. 10's quite a little expense.
Yeah, and then I forgot the 10 9-volt batteries that go along with. So I said to whoever it was, Silent Bob or Jay behind the counter at Ace Hardware, hey, Rob, you like this? Rommel's Ace Hardware. Right? Hey, Rommel, you magnificent bastard.
Dieter Irwin Rommel's Ace Hardware.
So the kid says to me something like Joe would, sure is a lot of smoke detectors. I said, yeah, well, I got a little situation last night. He says, you got all the batteries? I go, oh, you're the man. Thank you. I get the batteries, and I come back, and he goes, hey, you're done, right?
Ah.
And it's like I go, well, I'm sure you're the same way, Mike.
Yeah, you kind of perk up a little bit.
Well, yes, I am. He said.
I'm somewhat of a famous personality.
He says, boy, everybody sure was mad at you Saturday night.
Huh. Oh, so that's how he got it?
Yeah, and this place is like, I don't know, 10 blocks away from my house.
Word spread.
But the closest. That's where the neighbors do their chatting.
The closest. So. That was point number one.
You had firemen and police show up at your residence?
Yeah, wonderful, with all the neighbors. And like I said, everybody, yay, shut up, all of you. Come on, just shut up, all of you, seriously.
Where was the battery for the, did you spend enough time with the guy to find out where the battery was?
No.
Was it
you know me. I said to the guy, I said, well.
You weren't curious just a little bit to find out after all this time waiting, hearing that chirping sound Of course, you'll probably never hear it again.
At that point, we still were cleaning the crap off the off the stairs. Had to go get one of those steam cleaner things, and it was like.
That's also it's not like just when you get that steam cleaner that the gag reflex is over.
Oh no!
Because you've got the water that you have to pour out, which is quite a little. That's a nice mocha latte.
That's a nice beginning to your weekend.
That is nasty.
To your holiday weekend.
Isn't that almost worse? Even though it's got detergent in it, isn't even worse when you've got the water.
Well, you shoot
the brown water.
You shoot steam into that biscuit. It rejuvenates.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly.
It really brings it back to life.
Very nasty.
Hold on, just one second.
Very, very nasty.
A steamed biscuit.
So you.
I bet that Jan can give us the absolute best insight on cleaning up this massive diarrhea.
I can't. Every dog mess I clean up is off of hardwood floors.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? I'm just talking about our vacation. I was talking about the alarms and the smoke detector and the crap with the dog on four levels. How would you describe the level of diarrhea and what about where it was in the floorboards and it was on the walls?
Oh.
Please tell everybody so they know I'm not exaggerating.
It was explosive. It is like fluid coming out of a fire hose.
And you had to steam clean it?
And it was not clear. It's brown. And it was just penetrated down to the backing. And, I mean, I was at it for more than 3 hours trying to clean it up. And, you know, the thing is like, it's not like they could just go down the middle of the step. It's like there was deliberate, and I think there was premeditation involved where they were upset to the point where they're like, make it stop. So
you believe this is a...
It was like the edge of the carpeting.
This is more than one dog,
Janet? Both of them. It was both of them.
Both dogs?
Both dogs go crazy. Both dogs go crazy.
Wow.
And Jan, could you describe the sound that we heard inside the house every 6 minutes for 2 days?
It was like the sound, the pitch was like a high pitch, almost like a squeal.
And how about
that? And it was loud. It's not like a little chirp where it's like, hey, you know, there's something, like you might need to change the battery. It was the intensity of, like, you need to stop everything and get out of the house because the house is on fire.
And how about that great outside alarm we have?
Oh, that's like the in the town that I grew up in, that was the fire alarm that went off when there was a fire.
Seriously.
And it was like volunteer fire department, so everyone came from wherever they were when that alarm went off. I mean, that's the type of alarm. I feel very secure. Knowing that, I mean, I don't think anyone's ever going to mess with us in that house, but...
No, that's true. But what a pain in the ass.
Except for the dogs.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie.
That's why we have plugs now.
That's why we have what?
Plugs.
Oh, butt plugs.
Oh, butt plugs for the dogs.
Butt plugs.
Yeah. I thought she said you almost had pugs.
You've downsized
your dogs or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Steam cleaning. I've done that. I've steam cleaned animal waste. It's not fun at all.
And you know her. She's a girl. So she's like, immediately after it's clean, she's like, I still smell it. I said, are you kidding? It's great. She said, no.
That's nasty.
That's BM that's going to get into the house itself.
I thought Clink was the only one with a nervous stomach. Is the bulldog part of this too?
Well, the bulldog flipped out with the
alarm.
I'm not exaggerating when I say it was like being at an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much crap happening, not to mention the fact that the dogs were upset by the fact that I was running around yelling at Janet. She was yelling at me. I'm getting a ladder out. I'm running up. I'm grabbing these smoke detectors that will not come out of the wall. And I'm like, mother effer, make it stop, make it stop. And the dogs are like, roo, 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 roo. And outside it's, roo, roo.
And the neighbor's going,
yeah.
Bravo.
That was just the beginning.
Wow.
That was just the beginning. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.